Foley. Today FM. Turn it up and turn it on. Play my mother truckin' song. J to the L-O. Hello. That's called Play. Oh my God, the songs this afternoon, ridiculous. Pamela Joyce is playing Sugar Babes, Kylie Minogue earlier on. They're walking around, Shut Up and Dance. And Jennifer Lopez and Play. Unbelievable. Just, I'm having a disco this afternoon and I'm enjoying myself. And
yeah, your disco ball's out. Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. No, your disco ball is out.
And peculiarly glittery. The gang's all here, though.
Hey!
Ireland, good afternoon. 0874 100 102. My name is Ray Foley. What a weekend we just had. Wildfest was on, of course. I heard Dermot and Dave being all well. I didn't hear any of it over the weekend, but I heard them talking about it today. Did you know what? You wouldn't even recognise them that well.
Oh, really?
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're new versions of the Dermot and Dave Mark 2.0.
Right, all shiny and healthy, is it?
Dermot and Dave 2.0. Mm. That's what they are now. They're so well. And Alison Curtis, oh, she looks 20 years younger.
Looks like a new woman.
I tell you. She looks like Joe Wicks now, actually, funny enough.
Right.
So I was inspired by Wellfest. I went back to the gym this morning. I took the week off. See, this is... Last week was a short week. Yeah, 4-day week.
Right.
And I need a full 5 days. Full 5 working days. In order to be in a routine. So if it's not 5... Because it was with the bank holiday Monday last Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be like... I'm not going to go back to the gym on a Tuesday.
No, you're right. That sounds like a legitimate excuse, right? Yeah, that checks
so
out.
So I used the fact that last week was a 4-day week to take all this week off going to the gym. See, then my gym is like it's a class of, there was 10 people in the class. There could be up to 12 in it. Like a boot campy sort of class. You book in for the classes. Say you're going to show up and then go, hate the fact that you're booked in all the way until the point that you get there. Hate being there. In my case, I'm just angry and disappointed at myself that I've allowed it to come to this. And then, of course, there are invariably other people at the class like, hiya, how's it going? Oh, great to get back into it today now, to the weekend. Hiya, how's it going? How are things? Hi, how are you? Hi. Hiya.
Do you reckon?
Hello, hi.
Do you reckon they're not just putting on a brave face? They all secretly are hating being there also. They know everyone else is hating there, but they don't want to be the person who is obviously hating being there.
Hey, hi. How's it going? Hey, hi. Hi,
you're looking well.
Hi, hiya. A man said to me, hey, how's it going?
You just cast your eyes downward. I just, look at my body. How do you think it's going?
Oh, I replied, that's it. That was the extent of my reply. I replied this. That's the other thing as well. Because there's a trainer, you share the trainer. It's not a personal training, because there's one trainer for the whole class. And he or she goes around and sort of gives advice while you're lifting and squatting and, I don't know, benching and flying. And the other thing is that all these
thrusting
people...
Thrusting and deadlifting.
Thrusting and gutting and... I don't know. And I swear, I'm so angry. Again, angry at myself and my lack of ability to do it. But I just try and bend the knees a little bit more, Ray. Oh, my... I'm bending my... Don't you... That's it. Try and arch the back, Ray. Anyway, I feel great now. That's the gym done for 2022. Roll call coming up. 0874 100 102. Text, WhatsApps, voice notes as well. Tamper, feel it. This is Today FM.
Oh, that was radio.
Tamper and Faith, this is Today FM, Ireland. Good afternoon. See, it's a long old intro on the Tamper and Faith.
Yeah.
Be chatting for an hour and a half before it actually gets to the bit where she's singing the song.
You'd want a good long story, all
and
right.
And you're thinking, can I fill it? That's right. 0874 100 102. That's 0 8. 7-4. Actually, can you do it? Would you be able to DJ all the way up to
me,
JP?
Yeah. And not know where the vocal's actually coming in. How you doing? Today FM 100 to 102. 0874 100. 102 will get you through to the studio.
The studio line.
I'm with you here for the next 5 hours. Got some great tunes lined up for you and yours. Would really love to hear what you got up to.
I was giving you the eyes.
I thought your eyes meant give me more.
No,
keep
no,
it
no,
going.
No, I was like, I got it wrong. This is it now. Orla's giving me the eyes of, oh, Jesus, don't come to me.
Yeah.
Orla. Ladies and gentlemen, Orla Ormond. Orla Ormond.
I love her show.
Hello.
I love Orla's show. Yeah. I love it when she plays the tamperer. Give us the number, Orla.
0874 100 100.
Yeah. Guys, you're killing me. Mm. I very nearly ruined it myself as well, though, because I had the same experience where it was like, is this ending now? I was screwed. Right, roll call. Ray is here. JP's there.
Oh, sure.
Orla Ormond's there.
Oh, sure.
On Sean Day. Ray, the only good thing about a 5-day week is I get 5 Ray Foley shows from Cora. The only bad thing about a 5-day week, Cora, is that I have to do 5 Ray Foley shows. But how lovely of you to say, you beauty. Mark Cora down an extra 16 listener points there.
She's
JP.
Down 16
no,
points.
Mark,
she's
up.
Getting up.
An extra.
Right. So yeah. She went down, now she's back up, so she's at 0.
Give the woman an extra 16 listener
she's
points
getting an extra
for saying
16.
Something nice on text about me. I get so many nasty text messages, it's nice to get the odd nice one.
Where can you cash in these listener points, by the way?
I think at your local post office.
Okay, they're as good as currency.
Or credit union.
Okay. All right. Is it like the Texaco stamp thing? Do you get like a mug after a while? Or?
You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations.
he's panicking and he's just trotting out random sentences.
And you can find the full terms and conditions on our website, todayfm.com. I think there's stamps, like the SO stamps. There's a little booklet of things you can
claim. Yeah, you can redeem
back.
Those eventually. Yeah.
Or take them into your local bowling alley. Have you seen this business in the bowling alleys these days?
I don't go to many bowling alleys often.
We're going bowling this weekend.
I hate
then.
Bowling. It wrecks my shoulder. I'm a weakling.
We'll give you the little baby ramp.
Oh, the ramps along the sides?
Yeah. No, there's the things on the sides that stop it falling in the pit.
Right.
And then there's a...
Oh, so instead of throwing it, you just push the ball down the ramp.
Have you not seen this?
Oh, a little slopey thing.
Yeah.
Perfect, yeah. I'm on board.
Ideal. Anyway, in the bowling alleys... Yes, or at least in the bowling alley in Bray, they have these things where you collect these tokens, like strings of them, hundreds of them, and you feed them into this machine, and then then at the end, depending on how many hundreds of tokens you have, you can get a yo-yo or a cuddly toy at the end. Like Funfair, claiming Funfair credits or whatever.
I'd love a cuddly yo-yo.
You're a bit of a cuddly yo-yo yourself, if you ask me. Hi Ray, I'm on show even though an unreliable stomach is trying to take me out of commission. Love the show.
Hey!
From David in Trim. David, stick with it. A lot of it is probably down to the broadcast itself causing that sort of nausea.
White toast and flat 7-Up used to be what my mother would give me if I was feeling unwell.
My mother would give me a firm talking to and a school bag. Hey Ray, JP, can you say hi to my darling children, Eve, Ryan and Alex, please? Love the show.
Hey!
From Niamh in Limerick. And on show, Ray, I'm here shivering after getting acclimatised to the tropical conditions over the weekend. It could be a day for a hot cup of soup, methinks, from Michelle. Michelle, I recommend a mug shot. A spicy mug shot is your only man. Ireland, good afternoon. Come on, I'm here. Not Justin Timberlake, kid. I tell you, he's got a bright and shiny career ahead of him. Like, I love you. This is Today FM. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. Feeling good?
Nice.
0874 100 102 for your texts and your WhatsApps. I'm back in the gym. Some people animated quite excited by my parsnip soup revelation earlier on when I was on with Pamela Joyce at parsnip. Sorry, JP, you don't recognise me, but this is Ray.
This is
the Ray you've always known. But because I've gone to the gym, had a black coffee for breakfast, just a black coffee, no sugar or anything, just a black coffee. Went to the gym, worked out, had one of those shakes after the gym, and then then had a parsnip soup for lunch. I obviously look like Shawn Mendes now.
Yeah, the transformation, it's striking. Only liquids, is that the idea?
No, it was just what I had.
Oh, okay.
There's no thought behind this. Right. This is just like, instead of eating a breakfast BAP again.
At lunch.
Instead of eating three breakfast BAPs between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., I'll just do something vaguely healthy. Plenty of water as well. So now I look like, a cross between Shawn Mendes and Joe Manganiello.
Who's Joe Manganiello?
He's in Magic Mike.
He was in Magic Mike. Look him up.
He's
Sofia Vergara's husband.
Oh, well, now.
He was the werewolf in True Blood.
She ain't going to go out with some stinker, is she?
He was my original man crush years ago. What? When he was in True Blood, it was called, the TV show.
With the vampires?
Yeah. And there were werewolves in it as well. And he was like the boss of the werewolves. And he was such a beautiful werewolf boss. Oh, my word.
You'd call him dark and brooding, wouldn't you?
I would, absolutely. Yeah. And I'd call him what I look like now.
Yeah. You're getting there. It's a work in progress.
Charlene is over there. Everyone's starting again today, Monday. This is a start, because it's Monday, everyone's starting. 0874 100 102.
Well, Ray and JP.
Well.
I'm telling you, Ray, I am the exact same as you.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the gym last week. Monday was a bank holiday. You know, restricted hours.
This is the thing. Why is it significant that because it was a short week, we couldn't possibly get it, you know, start living healthy on a 4-day week?
You give yourself the free pass.
We've got to have a full 5 days to get into the swing of it.
I couldn't make it in before 4 o'clock, so I was like, you know what?
What?
Just leave it for the week. And then, you know, I was like, oh, get back to the gym this week. Yeah, Monday, good day, get a start to the week.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Got a committee meeting tonight, can't make it. Looks like it'll have to be next week now.
Yeah, leave it all together. I mean, if you've got the all-important committee meeting, is the committee meeting discussing your health and going on a diet and looking good, Charlene? Because you've got to get the committee together to come up with a plan. Lisa Marie's over there. All right, Lisa Marie.
Hi today. Ray and JP are back on the radio.
Where the hell have you been? We've been back on since February. Sorry.
Hi today. Ray and JP are back on the radio.
Yep.
How did I not know this? Dermot, Dave and Warren, you guys in the afternoon. Love it.
Yeah, that's very nice of you to say.
Very nice. Is that a bit of a snub for Ian Dempsey, though? No mention of Dempsey.
If I was Ian Dempsey and Pamela Joyce, I wouldn't be too happy at that.
Yeah, raging.
Saying she's loving Dermot and Dave in the morning and us in the afternoon. Mm. Of course, we are very like Dermot and Dave, except without the budget or the talent. And loads of music. Plenty of songs. Plenty of songs. Are you up all night for JP?
To get lucky, mostly.
Yeah. FM, Daft Punk, Pharrell Williams, Get Lucky. Ireland, good afternoon. Go on, Niall. Rogers, not Horan. Alan, good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. We've an amazing prize to give away. Well, we've got thousands of euros to give away every day in the cash machine, right? But at the end of this week as well, on this broadcast, through the week, we're giving you the chance to win an incredible trip to New York City.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So, daily prize, we've got €200 in cash to give away. And then on Friday, off to New York. NYC, baby. I'm walking here! We'll be sending you off to America so you can cross the crosswalk?
Mm-hmm.
Crosswalk, the stripy. It's like a zebra crossing, but over there they don't call it a zebra. They don't even have zebras in America.
Incredible.
They just call them horses with stripes. Hey, I'm on my stripy horse walk over here! I'm walking over here! You could be screaming at taxi drivers in the amid the hustle and bustle of New York City. It's all with thanks to MasterCard and the Unpost Money Currency Card, a prepaid MasterCard that allows you to purchase and top up 16 currencies, including Euro, on a single card. You can use it at millions of shops, restaurants and ATMs worldwide. This is why we want to send you to New York, because we're going to give you one of these cards and we're like, here, can you give that a go over in America while you're over there? They also provide free 24-hour global assistance and emergency cash if you lose your card abroad. This is fantastic. So we've got a luxury 4-night stay for two people in New York. Oh my God, will you stop? 4 nights for two people in New York, courtesy of MasterCard, return flights, a 4-night stay in a twin or double room in a 4-star hotel. If you want to play, we're doing a quiz. It's a quiz every day. It's two people playing against each other. You've got 30 seconds. Answer as many questions as you can. Whoever gets the most right answers wins Monday. They win €200 and they come back again for Tuesday and so on until the end of the week. I've been interrogating this with JP off the air, and it seems that if someone wins today, the €200, they come back and win tomorrow, you could potentially go through the whole week, win €200 a day, and then win the prize on the holiday on Friday.
Nice chunk of change.
Is that how it's working?
Well, there's £200 to give away each day to the winner of the day's quiz per day.
Don't be getting mad at me. I'm just asking the question.
I'm giving you the details, man.
You're getting...
Do you know what? You were only just complaining.
I'm not complaining. I'm asking a question.
I'm giving you the... I'm not shouting at you. I'm giving you the answer.
Don't be losing your patience.
I'm giving you the answer. What did you ask? You asked for an answer.
Close your eyes and breathe.
Did you not ask for an answer?
In through your nose and out through your mouth.
That's how it works usually. Yeah, I know how to breathe. Do you know how to do a standard radio competition on air, do you? Without asking me stupid questions.
You're having a radio flip out again. They've asked us to play this then as well, the terms and conditions. I've never done this before. Is this because they don't trust me to read the terms?
Yes.
Unpost Money Currency Card is issued by PPS EU SA pursuant to license by MasterCard International. PPS EU SA is authorised by the National Bank of Belgium and is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland for conduct of business rules.
I could have read all that.
Could you? There's all sorts going on in that.
It's very long, though, isn't
it? Yeah, go on. You riff on it there. Did you take in all the details? Can you regurgitate?
Currency, SA, currency.
Belgium. EU.
Terms and conditions.
MasterCard.
Why don't I just do it faster?
Unpost Money Currency Card is issued by PPS EU SA pursuant to license by MasterCard.
It's still a bit slow, isn't it? Hang on, let me go a bit faster. It's just taking up a lot of time. It's taking a lot of broadcast time.
Unpost Money Currency Card is issued by PPS EU SA.
Well, it's still a bit slow, actually. It can go a bit
it's
faster.
It's actually taking up a lot of the show, this.
Unpost Money Currency Card is issued by PPS EU SA pursuant to license by MasterCard International. PPS EU.
What's the maximum speed it can go at? Hang on. That's perfect, actually. Nailed it. Right, if you want to get in on this, text MasterCard, along with your name and where you're from, 0874 100 102. Take your mirror off the wall. Sigala, sweet loving, Today FM. Hi, good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. We've got a big competition, a big prize, big competition, and a big holiday for you to win to New York City, the Unpost Money Currency Card. Is a prepaid MasterCard. It allows you to purchase and top up 16 currencies, including euro, on a single card. You can use it at millions of shops and restaurants and ATMs worldwide. And they've given us a break for two people, four nights, four star in New York City. Actually, do you know what? I've got some... bear with, actually. Let's see what I've got for you. I've got some holiday-based music that I could be using in this this juncture. Is this holiday-ish? Hang on. It sounds like the streets in New York there. Think of that.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I like it. Yep. There's people on the start of it. Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds busy.
What city of New York today? All right. You love that, don't you? When I do the funny voice.
Can't get enough of it.
This is the other one.
Let's go.
We're going in an airplane and we're going to New York. Every day this week, give me the chance to win €200 in cash. And on Friday, off to New York City. Oh, thanks to MasterCard and the Unpost Money Currency Card, the prepaid MasterCard. I have another one as well there, though, if you want to try that out. I mean, it's actually American. It gets hard, though.
Oh, jeez. I feel like I'm at a base hunter
gig. Hiya! Do you like this nightclub? Oh, what, it's your first time in America? Would you believe it? I'm Irish as well! Chances! I said, what are the chances? Well, I think that's a bit much,
actually.
Yeah,
go with the other one.
We'll go with the airplane again. We're going to take it off on the airplane. Right, who are we talking to first, JP?
Stephen.
Hello, Steve-o.
Hi, guys.
Hey, sir, how are you?
I'm all right, no, not too bad.
Good. Do you want to go to America?
Would love to.
Have you been before?
No, I haven't. No, never. But I've always wanted to go to New York. So hopefully this is it.
Well, fabulous. You're playing again. Who are we playing? Who are we playing against?
Lisa.
Where's Lisa?
Kildare.
Lisa, hello, Kildare.
Hello.
How's Lisa today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Very good. Are you in the car or where are you?
I am in the car. I'm pulled aside, hands-free.
Pull aside, hands-free. Keep those hands free. And if you're doing any pulling, do it aside. And what are you up to today? What are you doing this afternoon?
I'm working.
Oh, work? What do you work at?
I work for the HSE Addiction Services.
Okay, so you're in the car driving location to location type of thing.
Yeah.
I'd love you having to endure this then, on top of all of this.
Oh, my God.
Not an easy job. And then this on top of it?
Not an easy listen.
You're a woman who needs a break in New York City, if anyone does. So, guys, here's what we're doing, both of you. We've got 10 questions for each of you, okay? I've got 30 seconds. I've got 10 or more, do I? I've got 10 or 12.
We've got more than 10 questions.
Right, okay. So I've got 30 seconds. We've got questions said A or B. I'm going to go ladies go first, actually.
Okay.
Lisa, I'm going to let you choose. Do you want question set A or B for your questions?
A.
A. Give me those. Okay, I've got A. I've got 13 questions here. There's no way I'm going to get through 13 in 30 seconds. So here's how it's working. Give me as many right answers as you can. Whoever gets the most right answers wins today, wins €200, and then goes into play again to defend again tomorrow. End of week is the trip to New York, okay?
Yep.
Yep, perfect.
All right, it's Stephen.
Stephen, yes.
Yep.
Stephen and Lisa.
Yep.
Okay, just want to make sure I've got everyone's names right. Lisa. And Stephen, you're all right with Lisa going first, are you?
That's perfectly fine. Okay. All right, best of luck, Lisa.
Oh, don't do that.
We much prefer if you hate each other.
We don't do that business of wishing each other
luck. Think of this as some sort of battle to the death, please.
Oh, yes, please. Yeah.
If you could both come with a cudgel and a knife or something like that, it would be ideal.
Oh, no, I don't want to take it. I'm not going to be able to go that weekend, so I want Stephen to go. No, I don't want any of that.
You're banned.
I want you at each other's throats. Okay, so we're going with Lisa first. Lisa, are you ready?
I am.
30 seconds. And your questions start. I'll try and go as fast as I can for you, okay?
All right.
Here we go. Your questions start now. What's the longest river in Africa?
The Nile.
In what city or country would you find the Brandenburg Gate?
Germany.
What's the name of the official airline of the Netherlands?
KLM. Don't know.
What's the capital city of Bulgaria?
Begins with a V. Sofia.
Which modern day country used to be called Siam?
Sri Lanka.
That's it, Jimmy?
That is time out, yeah.
How many have we got?
Four correct answers.
Four, not bad. Steve-O?
Yo.
Feeling confident?
I'm in trouble. I didn't get any of those.
You didn't get any of them ones. You get a totally separate batch. Where's batch A?
Fair.
Have I got them over here?
You do.
JP's got
them. You do, but there's a spare one just in case.
30 seconds. Stephen, your 30 seconds start. Now, where would you find the Arc de Triomphe?
Paris.
What's the capital city of Hungary?
Budapest.
What's the longest river in South America?
Amazon.
Which modern day country used to be called Burma?
Pat.
What US city is known as the Big Easy?
Chicago.
What's the official airline of Australia?
Qantas Air.
Which country has the largest the largest landmass in the world?
Nice
and quick now, Steve.
Which country?
China.
Looking for Russia. Were you counting, JP?
I was indeed.
How many have we got?
Stephen scored.
Four as well.
We're in a tiebreaker.
Here's what we're doing for the tiebreaker, guys. I'm going to ask a question. Whoever I hear shout the answer, not your name. Whoever I hear shout the answer first wins the €200 today. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Your tiebreaker question. What tiny country is located between Spain and France?
Andorra.
Lisa's got it. She was straight
on.
Stephen, don't be congratulating her. Don't be congratulating her. I want you at each other's throats. Well done, though, you for being magnanimous. And lovely to talk to you this afternoon, Stephen.
Not about it, guys.
Cheers, brother. Stay safe.
Thanks, mate. Take
care. Bye, 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 bye. And Lisa, 200 euro for you.
Oh, lovely. Woo! Start of the week.
That is lovely. So whatever happens,
brilliant.
You've got 200 euro and we need you back tomorrow. Yep. Around about the same time tomorrow afternoon to defend your title as Little Miss and Marty Pants here and maybe sending you off to New York on Friday, okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Listen, thanks for coming on. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Love the show.
Yay! Yay! Bye, 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 bye. So that's it now. So we've done our first two. We need someone to take on Lisa tomorrow. So don't text now. I'll open the lines tomorrow. I'll tell you all about that tomorrow. And then I need to play the thing then with the terms and conditions apply thing.
You've got
to
do it, man.
On Post Money Currency Card is issued by PPS EU SA pursuant to license by MasterCard International. PPS EU SA is authorised by the National Bank of Belgium and is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland for conduct of business rules.
So smooth, I tell you. Listening to me learn how to do a radio competition live on the air. Sure, where else would you get it? Pretty good, just really good. You write it down, really good stuff.
Really good stuff.
Really
there,
good
yeah.
stuff.
Nailed it.
Right, your chance to win this amazing trip for four nights for two people in New York City right here on Today FM. Oasis and Roll With It. We are certainly rolling with it this afternoon. Ireland, good afternoon. Hello. Yeah, the music's ridiculous. Who was it? Sex Instinct. She loved the music this afternoon, JP.
Aisling sent in a photograph of a Hoover and a mop and a bucket. She says, Ray, will I never get this floor cleaned because you're playing all these tunes? So she's not going to get them cleaned.
You can do both.
She sent in the dancing lady, you know, the flamenco dancing lady emoji after that message.
Who was it? What's her name?
Aisling.
Aisling, do you know what you need to do now?
What's that?
You need to be more like one of the... Who was the man in the Flash ad? Who was like...
Mr. Muscle?
No, he was a man, a bald man. Right. He was a regular dad in like a check shirt. He was like,
Where's he from again?
I don't know. He's been abroad.
Has he suffered a catastrophic injury?
Well, I got out of the flesh. He's like from London, isn't he? I got out of the flesh and I cleaned up the old kitchen. I cleaned it up with a bottle of flesh, did I?
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Caine joining the show today. Unbelievable.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. Instead, you clean the bloody kitchen floor.
The floor's off. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're only supposed to clean the kitchen floors, love. Do you remember those ads?
I do remember the shake and vac lady.
Yeah, you do the shake and vac and put the freshness back. Mm. There was a woman who could both dance and clean the floors at the same time. Get your act together, Aisling, would you?
Ray Foley.
For goodness sake, darling. Sam Fender, 17 going under on Today FM. Hey, Ireland. It's Ray Foley. In your afternoons, feeling great. Get the flesh power washer.
Well, that's getting better, yeah.
Oh, hi, Governor.
That's a bit too artful, Dodger.
Her indoors.
Oh, dear.
The old bowling chain.
Oh, God.
She's gone off shopping in town with her girlfriends. And she's left me to wash the old ass.
Who's this? Ryland Clark now, is it?
You know, the ads are always the same. Woman gives man job. Man has product. Uses product. Woman comes back and is like blown away by the amazing job man has done.
Or there's the other version of that ad where a woman gives man job to do and he burns the house down because he's a fool.
Yeah, man is fool. Or the women, one bunch of women get together to slag off men. That's all the ads.
They're the ads.
This ad is an English guy in the Flash ads.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh no, I have to wash the floor, didn't I? Phil texted, he said, I never knew Alan Carr did the Flash ads. Yeah, he did, actually. Calvin Harris, Rihanna, this is what you came for. Today FM. Ireland, hello, good afternoon, I'm Ray Foley. Day 55 of the show. Soft launch, day 55. Have you heard anything?
Nothing.
Okay.
I kind of stopped asking it this
time. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, talking with the guy from the Flash ads. I'm good. What about Barry Scott banging The Dirt Is Gone from Shane? Yeah, Barry Scott was more shouty, wasn't he? Really, I don't fancy living with Barry Scott.
What's for dinner tonight, love?
Christ, here's Barry again.
Hello, lads. We're having a few beers tonight.
Hiya, Barry. Barry's voice notes, all him shouting down the phone.
Do you want me to get any milk on the way home while I'm buying lots of Silit Bang and the stain's gone?
Yeah, he was an actor, your man. He must have made great, because he was on those ads. Carl Holman, how, man? He was on those ads for years. He must have made a fortune. Here he is, a lady saying, wash the his granny, his nan. All right, nan, you need any help in the ass?
If you want to get well in without all that elbow grease, what you need is New Flash with bleach. Spraying its unique formula breaks up even cookertop spills. Well,
so he's cleaning it. It's so easy cleaning it. She's about to walk in now, shocked at how great a job he's done.
Well, you whiz round, then just wipe.
Marvellous! You've done all that scrubbing!
There you go!
Let's see, we've got one in the bathroom as well. Here we go, he's in the bathroom. He's down to cleaning up in the bathroom, isn't he? And she's coming in to have her bath, the wife. The bath looks immaculate. She's coming in with her glass of wine and her smelly Jo Malone candles.
Without leaving that powdery residue. A doddle.
Whoa, you must have worked flat out to get it this clean.
Yeah, you could say that. Flash bathroom does the hard.
Also, she's way too good looking to be his wife.
Is she? Yeah.
But you know why she's his wife?
Because he's handy around the house.
Flash, because he's because he did an amazing job on that great Grace and Grime.
Ray Foley.
Unbelievable. Portugal, the man of Feel It Still. This is the JFM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. This is guy Brundle. Brundle. Martin Brundle, is it?
Yeah, race fans will know Martin Brundle as the pit reporter for Sky Sports F1, their F1 channel. He's a former racer, Ray, who now does a bit of commentary. But before the races, he goes up and down the pit lane and the grid.
But it's not like he's talking to like the drivers or the, I don't know, coaches, engineers. What's the managers?
Team leaders, all that kind of thing. No.
He's talking to famous people who are just wandering around.
Well, you see, F1, it's a glamorous game race. There's a lot of celebs in town or around a racetrack when they're happening.
I'm enjoying the series of videos today of this Brundle guy walking around. This is in Miami, at the F1 in Miami. And Brundle just being ignored by people.
That's classic Brundle, yeah.
Here he is trying to get David Beckham, and he's just walking up behind David Beckham's head.
Beckham while he's on the grid. Mm. I mean, look at that. There's a melee around him, so we're gonna have to get quite pushy, aren't we?
In fairness to him, he does get quite pushy.
He's
good at it.
We're gonna have to get quite pushy in here, aren't we?
Go on, then.
And have a chat with him. What we'll do is we'll head him off at the pass.
Go on, Brundle.
And a quick...
Go on.
David, Martin Brundle, Sky.
Now, he is so close to the back of David Beckham's head. David Beckham must have felt Brundle's breath on the back of his neck. There is no way he didn't hear him.
David, Martin Brundle, Sky.
And he's not reacting.
David, have you got a minute for us?
David's walked.
That's the second time he's blanked me.
He's gone. He's
Didn't even get a free kick in that one.
He's walked away. Gone. He gets a guy who's a Patrick. Is there a basketball player called Patrick?
Patrick Ewing.
He was shouting Patrick at this guy. Okay, at a really tall man, a really tall black man. Right? He's shouting Patrick at him, and he finally gets a chat with him.
This is crazy. I've never been to an F1 race. This is spectacular.
It's amazing to be allowed right in the middle of the competitors just before the race starts.
Yeah, now you can see they locked in. Uh-huh. It reminds me of myself. The real focus.
Martin, something's occurring to Martin now. He's thinking, this isn't who I thought it was.
Okay, it's not Patrick. That's why he ignored me.
Oh, no. Dear, oh, dear.
It's not Patrick at all.
Okay, it's not Patrick. That's why he ignored me in the beginning. But what is your name, sir?
Paolo Banchero.
Right, okay. Well, I thought I was talking to somebody else. So I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no.
Whatever.
Yeah. I love the way he just says, whatever.
Whatever.
Do you know what? We need to all be more Brundle.
Ray Foley.
Whatever. Better days. Dermot Kennedy. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Hello. Hi, good afternoon. How are you? My name is Ray Foley. JP's around here.
How you doing, Ray? Over here.
Oh, hi. There
we are.
What have I got for you? Great Buzz. This is the Sun newspaper. Great Buzz. Great Buzz. Look at this. Look at them. They're in the Sun newspaper. They're buzzing. great buzz. TV stars Catherine Thomas and Angela Scanlon join thousands of fitness fans as Wellfest returns to Dublin. This was, of course, the Wellfest, which was taking Gym Plus Coffee, Wellfest, Today FM, all amalgamated, Joe Wicks, Dermot and Dave, Alison Curtis, Wellness. Saw some of the videos, actually, from the Today FM stage at Wellfest. Looked like they were having a great time. They're having too much fun having too much. They're spending too much time having fun than being well, if you ask me. I thought wellness involved misery and counting calories.
A lot of people came away from Wellfest very happy, very satisfied with how things went.
The
punters very delighted and stuff. Yeah.
The reaction has been incredible.
Huge.
Right off it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you don't seem to be one of those people happy about Wellfest, right?
Let me see. This photograph then is of Catherine Thomas. Love Catherine. When are we getting Catherine Thomas on the show?
That's a great show.
And Angela Scanlon. Love Angela Scanlon. She's a cool lady. I worked with her briefly on Virgin Radio in London.
Did you?
I
did not know this.
There's a fright for you. Did you even know that I worked on Virgin Radio in London?
I think I had an inkling, but not with Angela Scanlon.
I covered on and off for a summer, one of the dark summers, in London. And Angela was a weekend presenter there. And I was in there one day, and who walks in the door? Only Angela. I was like, Angela Scanlon, what are you doing here?
Irish people. Wherever you go, you're going into them.
We just gravitate towards one another. And the funny thing was, at least when we met, we both knew each other, but we both didn't know if we'd previously met each other. Do you know that kind of a way? Mm-hmm. It's like, I know her from just seeing her on the telly and stuff. She knows me off the radio, but have we met? She's a sweetheart. She's got a new book out now, and she was involved in Wellfest over the weekend. Get Angela Scanlon on to talk about the book.
This list is growing.
Write it down.
Catherine Thomas.
Write it down. Catherine?
Yeah.
T, there's a H in Thomas.
I haven't got to that part yet.
Oh, sorry.
Hey.
It's a Y in... Jesus Christ. Can we go again?
Yeah.
A.
Yep.
Y-O-L-A, yes.
Yep.
A.
No, T-H, yep.
All right. R. No, it's, R goes the other way. Yeah.
Sorry, yep.
Y.
Is that a capital Y or just...
No, it's a part of the... Okay. It's in the middle of the word.
And then...
N.
N.
I tell you what, I'll email it to you. I'll leave it to you. So after being spectacularly snubbed by Wellfest over the weekend, we've decided to branch out on our own and do our own fest. I think Foley Fest is a bit egomaniacal. It's a bit too much, but we're doing a fest of sorts.
Foley Palooza? Glaston Foley?
Do you know, these are all brilliant ideas.
Yeah.
I love them all. Put Foley in anything, I love it.
Right. Electric Foley? That's actually a great name if you were to go out and DJ and stuff. That'd be great.
Electric Foley.
Electric Foley on the Will Steel
So I've decided unilaterally declared that we're going out of the studio. We're going to go out and do something cool. Cool. Do people say cool? I think so. They on TikTok. Just check. So we're going live. Have an old show, have a bit of crack. We said we'd do it on a Friday. We said we'd either do it this Friday or next Friday. It turns out we're going to do it this Friday. I said to JP, get on to our friends in Supermax, the Supermax up and down the country. Pick one of them and we'll do our show from a Supermax this Friday or next Friday. It turns out it's happening this Friday, which of course, it's Friday the 13th.
Oh no.
We're doing our first live show, Friday the 13th. Out, we're coming to a Supermax near you. Am I announcing it now?
You can do.
I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
We're heading west.
Ooh. Well, we need the roof rack, Ray.
Well, for all the gear and the laser light show. Have you got the traveling box? What's the box thing? Cargo box or
the air flight case or something like that.
The big box.
Yeah. That big metal yoke.
Put all the gear in it. I have to take
it
to get it out of the shed. We're travelling west. There are people in Cork and Kerry going, yes.
As long as he doesn't say south, it's fine.
There are people in Donegal going, Oh, God, blessing themselves. Oh.
We're heading to Galway. And this Friday afternoon, Foley Fest 2022, Foley Palooza will be live from Tuam in County Galway, from the new plaza. Have they got a name for that plaza yet? Are they? Because there's Barack Obama Plaza as one of the plazas, isn't it?
I think it's just the N17 Plaza, isn't
it? Oh, come on.
I think that's what it is.
They named... Okay, so the, we're going to have Foley Fest and we're going to call it the Ray Foley Plaza.
Okay.
On the audience. Anyway, we're going to be there live. We'll see you there. We're going to have fun Friday this weekend. Need a boy who can cuddle with me on. I'm on the edge of Foley. Lady Gaga. The edge of glory today, FM. And the music you love. Well, that was Lil Nas X. That's what I want. Tell you what, we're giving you what you want this Friday. Heading to Galway live from the brand new... Jeez, that just died.
Wow.
That just...
Lady Gaga's gone.
Gaga's not interested in attending this...
She late for the bus or something?
No, what? Hearing the news that we're doing the show live this Friday afternoon from Galway, she's like, oh, forget it then. Yeah. No, I'm not.
It's not her bag.
Hey, Lady Gaga, any chance of... No, oh, okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye then. Good to see you. Drop us a text. Yeah, on the subject then of us, of Foley Fest, live from our Foley Palooza. We were spitballing electric, was it?
Electric Foley.
Electric Foley. Yeah. What about Body and Foley? Brendan, give extra Brendan an extra 15.
Oh, 15.
15 listener
day.
Points right. There. Well done, Brendan. I was born on Friday the 13th from Kira. Nothing wrong with being born. It's all nonsense, the Friday the 13th notion. And not going if parsnip soup is on the menu from Shane. Shane, I'll have you know, parsnip soup is actually gorgeous. Very nice. In fairness, a load of curry powder goes into it, so it's curried parsnip soup. So all you're tasting is curry, really. You know what? I'll pitch this to Pat. Is Pat going to be there on Friday?
Supermax Supremo,
yeah,
Pat.
Pat McDonough.
Oh, that guy, the big
I'll have
man.
A chat with Pat. Before you know it, you'll have... curried parsnip and soup and chips on the menu.
There, thank you.
Guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. We didn't get to do Do You Believe in Life After Dove? Where we get Cher to sit down with Italian music artist Mooney to find out what her life has been like after some Dove. Get to do the edge of gory. Where
the
Lady,
hedge of gory.
The hedge of gory, where Lady Gaga tells us she's getting behind Gory's Tidy Towns effort. She'll be going around with the strimmer tidying up the hedges in the hedge of gory. Maybe we'll get to do that tomorrow on the show. Have a lovely evening. Matt's next. Hang on. Ray Foley.